sometimes banners can't be used, and a great way is to repurpose the item. Here at the National FFA Organization, I'm joined by Trey Dabney, the Executive Director of People for Urban Progress, and they have products that they used FFA banners for. So tell me more about the purpose of your organization.
Part of what we do is we look at architectural reuse. That's how we were formed. We were formed when the RCA Hoosier Dome banner was coming down, and it was made of this Teflon material. And siblings came and said, hey, what is going to happen with that material? And we don't want it to go into a landfill. So we've diverted almost 14 acres of that Teflon material into products. And then when the Super Bowl came, we started incorporating banners with that white coated material, Teflon coated material. And so we now take convention banners, event banners, and we repurpose them into messenger bags, into key rings, into wallets, into, and so we were so excited last year when Future Farmers of America approached us and said, hey, we've got about 15 banners or so still in our, you know, in our midst. Would you be interested in possibly making some products for us? And so we jumped at the opportunity, and so we're so excited to be here.
So you say you're going to possibly continue to grow. Tell me more about how the collaboration will continue in the future.
We're excited, as I said before. So we started the collaboration with these 15 banners and seeing what we could do with the vinyl material, because most of it's vinyl. And now looking at, as we've been walking around the convention, I'll be honest to say we're touching things like, oh, this would be a great duffel bag, or oh, this would be a great this, that, or the other thing. So it's grown with those 15 banners. And then from there, we started getting scraps of the corduroy from those famous corduroy jackets that everyone so proudly wears. We started getting those scraps, and we were able to now make sunglass cases with those and keychains. And then looking future-wise with the organization, we're looking at getting more banners for next year, so we'll have more product for next year beyond the 15 banners. And we're also excited to partner with the Day of Service. And so now students will be coming to our studio to help us and see how we process all of this material. So that's exciting as well, how we're growing this partnership and relationship.
And is this product just as sturdy as a typical bag, or what would you say in that sense?
I would say it's sturdier, because if you think about the material, and the material, most of the banners are hung outside, so they weather, you know, they're waterproof. We have one bag that's great for your cowboy boots after they get dirty, because you can just literally hose it down like you would any kind of banner, like you would outside. And what's also cool about our bags is 90% of them, approximately 90%, is all repurposed. And so even the webbing, the straps, our seatbelt webbing, we get from an organization, a company in Westfield, Indiana, that's what they do. And so we get their scraps and actually use their scraps in our handles. So literally almost all of our product is repurposed.
Repurposing, reusing, it's the sustainability message. Where should people find more information and how they can help contribute to the cause?
Great. There's several ways to contribute. Contribute by getting the word out, buying our purchasing our product. Also, we have volunteer days for people to come and process our material. You can reach us at www.peopleup.org.
Well, that was Trey Dabney, the People for Urban Progress Executive Director, reusing all the National FFA banners from programs to events to the National FFA Convention. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.